A long time ago, on a mountain high, the Lord God did decree. 31 weeks shall be soaked in blood, honoring rugby league. Honoring the big hits, honoring the line breaks, honoring the stamina, honoring the speed. Honoring the dog shots, honoring the falcons, honoring the elbows, honoring the knees, honoring the piss-ups, the blow-ups, the bubblers, the pumpers, the joeys, the lockies, the pick-em-up and dumpers, the heroes, the villains. The game ain't no riddle when that golden point field goal goes straight down the middle. The greatest minds, intelligence untethered, passion unbind, Matrix and Kondo to the game ever true, direct from the Ball and Orr podcast.
Okay, we are here. It is Captain's Run. The best weekend, best day, best football game, best rivalry tomorrow. Dragons, Roosters, welcome Matrix.
Are you at the Hilton or the Sofitel? Whereabouts in Sydney? The Star, Crown?
No, I can't divulge where I am, but you'll just see me pop up tomorrow somewhere in the crowd, and you'll definitely see me pop up in the crowd if we get a win. Yeah. I reckon I don't know, I might be on the sideline doing an interview.
I think if the Dragons are in front coming into head time, full time, I might have to turn my phone off.
Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait. Best day of the year, I think. The NRL do Anzac Day incredibly well. Really looking forward to free games this year. And they've changed it up a little bit. We're gonna kick off into Thursday. The early game, which is being played in New Zealand, is the Warriors versus the Titans. The Titans have to travel and they need a win.
Very true, very true. Yes. Good to see the Warriors having a home game in New Zealand as part of the whole Anzac Day. I don't know. I'm not sure I agree with having three games, because I just think that over the last 10 years we've done this so well with the two games. But anyway, so be it. It's a Thursday. They want the TV ratings, but certainly we kick off with the right two games, I think, with the Warriors at home, and there'll be, I think that game's been sold out since January, which is just enormous support. And then the big game with the Red V and the Roosters in Sydney, where it's the Red V are the home side this year, and so I think they'll have the predominant crowd, which will be enormous. And then we end up with...
Sold out. It's 100% sold out.
Yep. Storm versus the Rabbitohs in Melbourne, and I'm not sure if I've seen that it's sold out, but I'd say it'll be close.
Righto. Well, how do we see this first one? I was pretty enthusiastic about the Titans last week. I thought they could jag a win against the Sea Eagles. They came up short, which was probably down to that intercept try. But the Warriors, you know, they pounded the Dragons for 20 minutes, probably should have led by four tries maybe. And then they're pretty poor after that for what we're sort of expecting of the Warriors. Do we see such a gap here? Warriors paying $1.20, Titans paying $4.60?
Yeah, I think you're on the money. I like your summary. I'm just not sure that it's 12.5 points between them. I think the Warriors look a bit busted, and you know, clearly the news has come out in the last couple of days that Johnson is playing injured. My mail is that there might be a couple of others playing injured. They already have five or six outs as well. I think Metcalf's a big out. I think Neokora's a big out. So they're certainly limping a little bit. They get back home, but I just wonder whether that game last week also took a bit out of them, those last two, Steve. You know, the the Dragons down at Wynn. The week before they had the Eagles, which was quite physical. Back at home, listen, the Titans on the road is not great. Their record travelling is really poor. They've only won four of their last 27 when they get on a plane. But 12.5, I just think, is a big number to be giving up, because this will be an emotional lift. You know, the Titans, yes, off a five-day turnaround. They probably had a big lift last week, but I think the Warriors win at home, but I do think you want to take the 12.5 start. I think that's the right way to play the game. And the other key factor here is the last five times that the Warriors have been home favourites of 10 points or more, they are 0 from 5 at covering the line.
Actually, wow, really? So you like the Titans with the start here?
Yep.
Straight out. Ching, ching, ding-a-ling. Let's just have a look, Jared. We'll just see if... right. Oh, yep, they are. Still getting 12.5 start. So if you think Desi
might... I just think it's too big. I think it's an emotional game. Hopefully the Titans take a bit more confidence out of last week. Yeah, I just think it's too big.
Okay. Righto, the second game, which is the game of the round, okay, straight to Allianz Stadium. This one is, it sort of started the Anzac NRL games, really, didn't it? Dragons versus the Roosters. There's been some absolute cracking games over the years. I don't think it matters whether the Roosters are bottom of the table and the Dragons are top, back to, 2010, which is about the last time we were top of the table, or the other way around. They're always fantastic performances. Both sides, both clubs do it really, really well. The NRL do it really, really well. We've got a sold-out, packed house tomorrow. Cannot wait.
Interesting with the team name updates late this afternoon too, Steve, because the Roosters are now missing Radley and Tupu, which are, just adds to their outs. They get Walker and Keary back in the halves. I'm just not sure if that combination works. I think their form's really clunky.
So Suwali goes to the wing. Jennings comes in the centres. Dom Young's back from his suspension. And you've also got a change in the Dragons. The big Fijian. He's not going to be able to back up Jack Bird into the centres. And
yeah, I like the back line. I like Bird there and Lomax back to an edge. I like Brown coming on to the bench for the Dragons. Unfortunately, Leilua is not yet ready to play. Listen, I thought the game looked really evenly matched. The Roosters' recent record on Anzac Day has been good, won four of the last six, but I think that number's a bit inflated because I think the Dragons generally were poor under Hook. They'll be very, very different under Flanagan into this. Very key here is that the Roosters' record at covering the line, only three of their last 10 when they've been a favourite of a similar number. I think the game's incredibly tight. I think with the plus 5.5, you have to be with the Dragons. I'd probably tip the Roosters to just get home in a close one, but a Dragons upset would not surprise me, and I certainly want to take the plus 5.5. Just with that line, Steve, it opened 7.5, then 6.5, then 5.5, got back out to 6.5 yesterday, and then back to 5.5 again today. So certainly there's...
And was back out to 6.5 at lunchtime?
Yeah, people keen to be on the Dragons.
I think it's going to be a cracker. I think this one will go down to the last couple of minutes.
Just as a nice little interesting side point too, Steve, Mr. Klein doesn't have the game, and Mr. Klein doesn't have a game all weekend. He's rested. And
he's
Andrew,
because he's absolutely
G
crap.
Gets the game. Adam G,
that's
who
why.
I certainly think at his best is the best referee in the comp.
Yes, so I agree with that. I think that's a good appointment. Okay, so that's 4:05 tomorrow afternoon. Everybody will be playing two up and then moving to the TV sets at 4:05. We then travel down to Melbourne. Storm take on the Rabbits. Now, Jared, I don't know. I've been trying to check if this stat is correct. Have the Rabbitohs never won in Melbourne?
Never, ever.
So that's correct.
18 times they've been to Melbourne. For 18 duck eggs.
I was astounded when I said, yeah, okay, righto.
And the last 11 at Amy Park, they've lost, And would you believe the Storm going in tomorrow night have won their last 13 at home? Gee, there's some lopsided home and away records going into this game. And, you know, the Rabbitohs, you know, clearly their season's a mess, but their season, if not the last 12 months, has been a mess. They've only covered the line once when they've been interstate in the last six times. That's not this season. So far this season, they've not covered the line in one game, and which, you know, that stat tells you that the market just keeps overrating that the Rabbits are going to perform, and they continue to not do so. Really, really difficult to be with them. I certainly think that they're going to get lapped here. Yeah, they're six games into the season, leaking 34 points a week as an average. That's just a horrible stat for a team that, you know, come round 13 or 14 last season were leading the table. The worry here is that the line's now 13.5. It was 12.5. It's pushed out to 13.5. I think by game time it probably gets north of 14.5, because I do think that there's going to be a fair chunk of punters in pubs that want to play up into this game. The worry is that the Storm, while they're winning five of the last six, they're just not doing so with their foot down. I just don't know that Grant or Munster or Pappenhausen have been at the absolute best that we would expect. You know, the last four wins have been margins of, you know, 6-2, 2-4. I think the Storm win. I actually think that they're going to go close to covering that line, but I'm happy just to take the Storm straight out as a winner in a few different all-ups.
That's a lot of points, Rabbitohs.
Oh, well, and I think the Jungle Drums start beating through the weekend on the back of another loss here, and all the noise starts again about the Rabbitohs.
The Jungle Jump.
Yeah, that's it. You haven't heard the Jungle Drums? The coach is about to get sacked?
Well, I haven't heard them. I haven't heard them for a while. We haven't had one sacked yet, but it's only round seven. Now, you know, this is where I'm just going to pull you up, because this is where Condo's multi is going to kick in. I'm going an Anzac Day multi. Okay, do you want to listen? Because I know you got on last week on Condo's multi. Okay, so I'm going Titans with start. Mm-hmm. So Titans with 12.5. Into Dragons. Now, I'm going to be patient, because I think you'll get 6.5 start tomorrow. Into Dragons with 6.5 start.
You won't get 6.5.
Okay. Okay, well, I got it today.
Okay.
Into the Storm.
Miners. At the Miners or just the win?
No, just back the Storm
right,
to win.
Okay, good.
And $4.60.
$4.60, okay.
Yeah, that's what I like. That's the Anzac. That's my Anzac Day.
I do like that.
I do like that.
Yep. I think playing that up into the Storm in the last leg's the right way, and I think taking 6.5 with the Dragons is the right way as well.
Okay, well, we move. There's no early game on Friday. We move into the 8 o'clock game on Friday, and if we're talking about a coach that's under the pump, we have the Sea Eagles at home. I understand this one is sold out as well, versus the Eels. Brad Arthur under
the Steve,
pump.
So, Steve, let's digress for a moment. I think there'll be three coaches replaced by the end of the year into the start of next season. This is one of them. I think the game prior with the Rabbitohs is another, and then we'll get to the Knights a little bit later. So you can write those three down on the whiteboard.
Oh.
Three coaches, the Rabbitohs, the Eels and the Knights. Now, listen, I don't know that I've ever heard a more damning press conference than Brad Arthur absolutely throwing his team under the bus after that. And they were horrible, no doubt. But it's all about we. It's never about them. And he absolutely was all about them and throwing them under the bus. And now he's got to make further changes at seven. There's question marks about Gutherson and, you know, how Olympic he might be. They go to Brookvale. I think their form in the last 3 weeks has been horrible, not just last week, and that's the Eels I'm talking about. You know, the Raiders put 40 through them. They were lucky enough to get home against a really poor Cowboys and then absolutely had their pants down, pulled down last week. Go over the Brookvale. It's very interesting. These two seem to trade wins with turns. 11 of the last 13 times they've played, the home team has won. And this game was at Combank only 5 weeks ago, and Parramatta got home late, when I thought the Eagles should have been comfortable winners. Back at Brookvale, they've had two games here, two really big wins. Listen, the really key stat to find here, every time these two play each other, there is points galore. And we go back 5 weeks ago, it was 28-24, so we ended up with 52 points. Every time the Eels play at night, every time the Eagles play at night, we've got points. So I'm with the Eagles. I think they covered a line, which is about 10.5 now. Is it 10.5? It was 9.5 this afternoon. I think they cover that, and I do think there's points galore in the game.
What do you reckon? They're a 10-point better side at Brookvale.
I think they're a 4.5 to 5-point better side at Brookvale, and then you add in the difference between the two of them as a rated number, and then you take Moses out. I mean, Moses is at least 6 rating points, so it's not hard to get to 10.
Okay. Plenty back for the Broncos, taking on the Tigers. It's down in
Campbelltown. They go well there, don't they?
But this, they could
run. Tigers have lost their last 9 at the ground. Broncos have won their last 7 at the ground. Whose home ground actually is it? Maybe it's the Broncos.
The Broncos. Oh, my God.
Listen, they're going to miss Mammon and Cobbo, but gee, I think that. Madden's been playing a fair bit of 6 or 7. He'll slot in well next to Reynolds. Arthurs comes into the centres. I think Arthurs is having an outstanding 12 months. They get Mariner back on an edge. So I'm not sure that they lose a great deal coming into this game. On a dry track out at Campbelltown, this could get really ugly. The Tigers losing their last 9 there, lost their last 3. Mm. Just wonder if water's starting to find its own level with the Tigers, and they're sort of about where we thought they were. I think the Broncos, and I would not be surprised if the Broncos don't win by 14, 16, 18.
I'm tipping 20 plus. I reckon Rhys Welsh, Katani Staggs, Jesse Arthurs could have a field.
Well, I hope there's a lot of young kids at Campbelltown going out and watch Rhys Welsh. The kid is just a superstar. That try last weekend will be on highlights reels for years.
Yeah, absolute dynamite. Righto, Saturday evening, 7:35. Another coach, Jared. You didn't name this coach, but I think our Cowboys coach is definitely under some pressure with the list that he's got. I see they've let that young back rower go today. He signed with the Dolphins, and Lukey has signed quite a long contract, and they're taking on the Panthers that are going to have Mr. Cleary back.
Yes, they are, and market about 10 points between them. Listen, I think we'll get a little bit of a reaction out of the Cowboys because they come off those 2 away games. They get back home, a little key focus and stat that I like, but I'm just not sure that they've got the defence to match it and go all the way with the Panthers. And, speaking of leaking points, they're now leaking 30 points a week. We go back 3 weeks ago, they were sitting in the top 2 on the table and everyone's squawking about the Cowboys. And you just can't keep not wanting to turn up and defend like they do. And, again, their coach was into them. Thankfully, it was all about them and not just the players. There was a lot of we and not I. But the Panthers with Cleary back, certainly I expect to be winning. Listen, if the points start got to 10.5, I'd probably have a little small play. I just think 10.5 for a home team is way too big, especially off a couple of away losses and getting back home. But certainly the Panthers do win.
Dolphins v. the Knights. Is that it? Is a line well and truly put through the Knights for the year? That's the first question. Second is, do the Dolphins maintain a top 4 status?
No.
For the rest of the year?
Yes and no.
Currently running first.
Yes, the Knights are fucked, and it's all over. And no, right. No, the Dolphins won't stay in the top 4.
Right.
Tell me, Steve, over all those years that you were playing and coaching and I was playing and coaching, did you ever have a punch-up at training?
No, I don't think so.
No, I can't remember one either.
Some feisty encounters, but I don't think punch-up. Has there been – I mean, is that correct, that report, that Jackson Hastings –
Well, the report's certainly correct. There's mixed reports about whether it actually how physical it got. But it got
he's not
a lot of push
the,
and shove.
He's not the most popular character run around, is he? Jackson
no, no. And listen, you know, there's seven games into the season. I don't know who they want to play in the halves. That's just a really poor indictment on the coach and their strategy about what they're trying to do. And then I thought both of them were really poor last week, but it doesn't matter which one you have, whether it's Hastings, Cogger or Gamble. All of them have been really poor. Soft as through the middle, which was one of their strengths when they were in a bit of form last year because they were tough through the middle and gave Ponga a little bit of a platform to play off. That's not there at the moment. Away record's horrible, then Ponga's out. You know, I don't know that I've ever taken a number as big as this to take Ponga out of their rating. So that's how important he is to them. Going on the road up to Suncorp, you know, the Dolphins have got their fair share of outs as well. The key thing here for me is, you know, Bennett just showed last week how good he and Wolf are at getting their heads right, focused on what they got to do and just getting on with the game and hanging in the game and playing tough and trying to turn things around and or play forward. I've got to be with the Dolphins. I think I think they win. I think, you know, the Knights are in free fall and I think it's going to get worse. Stephen, what about Dwayne Bennett? Have you seen all the ads for the Dolphins for Dwayne Bennett?
No.
We get those in Brisbane. You haven't seen them?
No, I haven't. Are they good?
Oh, they're the funniest thing ever. Yeah, they found this character who's a scrawny-looking guy. He looks like he's just got off the garbo trucks at Redcliffe. They've put a red cap on him and a red shirt and they've called him Dwayne Bennett. And he does all these different ads promoting the Dolphins and getting memberships and getting you to the home games or whatever. They are classics. Whoever came up with that idea is outstanding. I'll send you copies. But, folks, go online and have a look around for Dwayne Bennett. He has his own website now, dwaynebennett.com.au.
Do you reckon, do you reckon Wayne's getting kickbacks?
I'm sure they went to Wayne and said, Wayne, we want to do Dwayne. Is that okay? And Bennett would have gone, oh, whatever marketing works. Yeah.
Fuck off.
It's very good.
Righto. Well, I reckon the Dolphins stay in the top four. There you go. Okay, Sunday, 4:05, Raiders versus the Sharks without Dale Finucane. Quite emotional yesterday in his press conference. Announcing his medical retirement. We don't see in the coming years that really, you know, that really sets in. I think the other thing to really come out of Dale's situation is how it was handled by the club and especially their head coach. I don't know if you're up to speed fully with that, Jared, but definitely had the individual first, which is great to see in this day and age. Finucane. One of the recent great clubmans. If you hear Bellamy or Frank Panisi at the Storm talk about his impact at the Storm in his time down there, you don't hear them as glowing about many other players that have come through the Storm.
I think he's just I couldn't agree with you more, Stephen. I think he's just another wonderful example of how Bellamy turns water into wine, and he's been doing it for the last 20 years. I mean, you know, Finucane was let go by the Bulldogs. I think he'd had time at another one or two clubs. He got down there, and I thought when he was at the Bulldogs, he really started to show the makings of being a very good first grader and just went to a different level at the Storm. And had so many years at a top level and is just a wonderful person. He's just a great culture, a great attitude, a great leader. And, you know, he ended up getting his payday at the back end of his career. And he's been a similar influence at the Sharks. And that's why Fitzy, I think, has spoke so well about this over the last 24 hours. And couldn't agree with you more. It's great to see him doing the right thing, and let's hope it is the right thing in total and in long term. And you know, the Sharks didn't take a trick yesterday though, because they then had the announcement about Trindall being out. He's certainly out for this game. Whether that's ongoing, we'll wait and see what unfolds. But you know, that's two senior players that they don't have on the park, in particular Trindall playing at six.
What's doing down there on Sunday night? Like, what the fuck are they thinking?
Yeah. Well,
it's round seven, like dead set.
Well, and you know, then getting in the car the next morning to drive back to training, you know, it's not the smartest thing we've ever done, is it?
Oh, geez, I reckon he might have had both his left and his right ear ripped off.
Oh, yeah, Fitzy would have certainly made it very clear. The Sharks going down to Canberra, they've lost their last four, and these two sort of seem to trade ups and downs, and we saw that a little earlier where, you know, we go back 4 or 5 weeks ago, the Sharks had quite a number of outs, the Raiders go there, lead 18-0, should never ever have got run down and then did. Cronulla came home really strongly, the win 36-22. I think Trindall's out is key, and I think the Sharks can be a little bit hot and cold. The Raiders are no different. They're very hot and cold. The one thing about last week, while they got comfortably beaten 34-10 by the Broncos, I thought in the second half they didn't give up. They didn't crumble. They didn't roll over. Back at home, they'll love the fact that they're the unexpected, unwanted underdog here. I think, clearly Fogarty's a massive out, especially his kicking game. You know, you would hope that between Stewart and his experience as a seven, that bringing Weeks in with Ethan Strange and the young guy at fullback, that they can work out what they're going to do with their kicking game. But I think the Raiders can upset here. I think they're the one of the eight favourites that can upset.
Oh, there you go. So are you picking Sookie Bub's boys?
I am. My mate Ricky.
Okay. Righto. So we'll run us through your tips. I've given my multi. Give us your best bet, and then we'll go into the details of how you win the jackpot this week.
Okay, so I'm with the Warriors to win, but not by a big margin. The Roosters maybe just by four. I think the Storm by 10
yippee,
to 14.
You've tipped the Roosters.
I think the Eagles win comfortably. I think the Broncos win comfortably. I think the Panthers win by 10. I've got the Dolphins marked by 8 to 10, and I think the Raiders cause an upset in the last. Listen, I think the best bet, take the points over in the Eagles-Eels game. I think that's almost a rolled gold good thing.
Over. So what are the points standing at the moment?
Well, it's only, where are we? I think it's only 44 and a half.
Ah, okay.
44 and a half. I mean, I if that game doesn't get the 50, I'll give up.
What? Let's just have a quick look. What's that paying?
$1.90.
Yeah, okay. Righto. Okay, now, the jackpot this week. Okay, listen, Mr. Matrix, I am nominating the jackpot this week, not you.
Well,
okay,
good luck so to you, because you've got eight favourites, so and eight very pronounced favourites. So what are you going to come up with?
Righto, it's real simple. Warriors versus the Titans in New Zealand, you must pick the winner and the margin, as it's the first game.
Winner and the margin, yep.
Okay. And then you must pick the rest of the card. Whoa. The whole lot.
The lot. Eight winners.
A lot. Yep. It's going to be a hard one. We're making it hard this week because it's Anzac weekend, and I think it's one of the best weekends of football starting tomorrow. So I will be very happy to hand out the jackpot to somebody that can do that. And the jackpot, let's just top up the jackpot because it's the best jackpot we've had this year. It is the McGrath's Golf. What is it? Golf esky
golf pack,
with
yep.
golf balls. Yeah, golf pack. Okay, then you get a $100 voucher to Club Lennox, $50 voucher to Lennox Pizza Pasta, and not one, not two, three cartons.
Three.
Of Yulies. Yep.
Three cartons. So you got to come up with eight winners and the margin in game one. There you go.
Yep. Yep. That's what you got to come up with. And is this the weekend you go the Joker?
Ooh, there's a lot of pronounced favourites. I think there's going to be a few people going Mr. Joker this weekend, Steve.
Well, that person who's coming 116th, he's going Joker.
Because
I've got to get inside the top 100.
And it'll be the Dragons that let you down.
Oh, please. I'll catch you on Monday. Thank you for your time.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Smoke here. We only set fire through the microphones.